Let me welcome you once again to the Everyday English program. In this lesson, we continue with our discussion of the different senses of the adjective soft and its combination with other words to form different idiomatic expressions. Before we introduce new senses and expressions, however, I'd like us to finish the summary which we started but did not complete owing to insufficient time.
We have to summarize what we said about to be soft. One meaning of this is to appear to be weak, childish, and undecided.
But in some situations, it can mean silly, weak-minded, and crazy.
We also mentioned the noun soft furnishings.
This refers to items like hangings, carpets, and rugs used in furnishing rooms.
Remember that the word is used in the plural only in this context. Soft furnishings. For our work today, let's begin with the compound verb to soft pedal. To soft pedal something is to make it appear less important, to play it down. For example, as in this short exchange.
The People's Lethargic Party was very vocal in its criticism of and advocacy against cigarette smoking. And now what do we see?
Now that it is in power, it has begun soft peddling on cigarette smoking and advertisement.
The reason for this sudden U-turn, of course, is that it has received soft loans for the cultivation of tobacco. And more important, the Sonta Basin has been found to be particularly suitable for growing this crop.
The party was vocal in its advocacy against cigarette smoking and advertisement. Now that it is in power, it is soft peddling on the dangers of cigarette smoking for political expediency. You soft peddle something or you soft peddle on something. You treat the issue with less importance. Now to the expression softly, softly. This, of course, comes from the adverb soft, which is softly. But in its reduplicated form, softly, softly, it is an adjective used to describe the way we do things.
Thus, we talk of a softly, softly approach to things.
Yes, which means
a cautious, patient way of doing things.
Here's an example of its use.
Atachi Selawatu, the notorious armed robber of the 1990 Aframso bombing fame, was arrested last night and paraded in public for all to see who he was.
Yes, I heard this. And since yesterday, there have been demands from all over the country for his summary trial and execution.
But of course, the police are wiser. They are adopting a softly, softly approach towards him. They hope that by handling Atachi in this manner, they will be able to get unknown information from him about other criminals and their hideouts.
Well, they may be right. Maybe. But my fear is that our police authorities are sometimes too soft or even soft-hearted towards criminals.
This is misjudging the police. And please don't confuse a soft approach with a softly, softly one, which requires discreetness and cautiousness in the handling of delicate issues. Our policemen are no softies.
A softly, softly approach, that is, a cautious approach which requires delicateness and prudence. This is different from being soft.
Being soft means being sympathetic and sometimes being influenced by one's emotions.
For example,
right from the beginning, he was soft with the children, and some of us warned him against this attitude towards boys. Now, things are out of hand, and they respect neither him nor anyone else.
The man was not strict enough with his children. He was too soft. Another word we heard in the exchange earlier was softy, spelt either
S-O-F-T-I-E
or
S-O-F-T-Y.
Softy. This is a noun. It has a derogatory sense, and it means
a kind, sympathetic, emotional person who can be prevailed upon to make concessions.
That's a softy, not a word with a positive association. This is what is sometimes referred to as a snarl word. I'd now like to turn to a set of words which form compounds with soft, and which have the peculiarity of expressing the opposites of other compounds formed with the word hard. We know that soft is in several contexts the opposite of hard. Let's consider the expression soft currency.
But first, let's be sure we all know what currency refers to in this context.
Yes, go on.
A currency is a money system like the cedi, naira, pound or dollar.
And what is a soft currency?
It is a currency that is not convertible into gold or into other currencies which are more in demand.
This is not the place to give examples, but ask yourself which of the currencies known to you are soft currencies. The opposite of soft currency is hard currency.
Hard currency is money that is easy to exchange with money from another country because it is not likely to lose in value.
Thank you. I think we've done enough for the day. We thank our listeners for their attention. Our listeners, we wish you a good day. Enjoy yourselves. Till we meet again, it's goodbye from us.